we learned in November about a Belgian man in his mid-40s who had been in a coma for 2 decades and was suddenly able to communicate. But now we're learning that maybe this isn't such a good news story after all.
Right. This is a technique that was called facilitated communication. This was occurred at Liège University Hospital in Belgium. And one of the patient's doctors, the patient was named Ram Huben, said that although that it seemed at the time that the technique worked, that after further evaluation and further testing of other patients in a similar condition, including the original patient himself, it really does not work at all. And what the procedure was at the time, a speech therapist was brought in to hold the patient's hand. And on the basis of the speech therapist detecting hand movements, or what they assumed to be the hand movement of the patient moving over a keyboard, they typed out words that created a sentence and claimed that the patient was stating this. And what this is, when you look at the history of this type of communication, or at least interpretation by an intermediary who can control or exert control and control the outcome, is that there's no intention to mislead or cause a falsification, but rather it's the intermediary themselves that interprets these movements and creates something out of it, as people do when they use a Ouija board, where your hand moves across to the different letters. And it is a very subtle yet very well established, when you look at psychological studies and clinical studies that look at this phenomenon, it is more of an impressionable type of action. That is, it is not necessarily fully conscious driven by the intermediary, but on a subconscious level, they think it's going in a certain direction, so they just go there and they interpret that as it being directed by the person they're trying to help. So again, this is not a gotcha story where you're saying, look, this person's trying to fool you. It's quack medicine. It's not that at all. This was under the best of intentions, but the technique used has been established as being something that is not reliable. And so in this particular study that he followed through, which will be presented at a neuropsychiatry meeting in London next month, he looked at three other people and had the intermediaries come in working with minimally conscious patients. And in two of those cases, including Huben's, where they did that again, they found that the technique failed. And others have come out to comment on this too. There's Arthur Kaplan, professor of bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania, said that it really is a too good to be true story, and we shouldn't really believe it, because again, this type of procedure has been looked at before and has been discredited. So although the at the time the news was in some ways very heartwarming, that this patient who had not been able to communicate and was considered to be minimally conscious or not conscious at all was communicating, was a heartwarming story and certainly of benefit for the family. But in further follow-up, it really hasn't panned out. And that's really following what the evidence shows.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.